Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Thursday morning and 50 degrees. The Navy says the hospital ship headed up the West Coast will be there this week.
The plan is still for the USNS Comfort to head to New York, but Defense Department Press Secretary Alyssa Farah says the Mercy is on its way to the Port of Los Angeles now.
And is now expected to arrive this Friday ahead of schedule.
The ship has 1,000 hospital beds, 800 Navy medical personnel, and 70 civilian staffers on board. It will not be used to treat COVID-19 patients, but will be used to relieve stress on the existing LA County hospital system, where ICU beds were near capacity already. The ship has the ability to take in transferred patients in intensive care and can accommodate surgeries. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Today marks day two for a stay-at-home order now in effect in Sedgwick County during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner.
We are all hoping this is another couple of weeks. Our stay is a 30-day stay, but it can be changed anytime.
The United States has recorded 2 deaths per 1 million population during the pandemic. Italy has 113 deaths per million.
Kroger has released an update about what it's doing in Dillon's stores to restock shelves and to protect workers and customers from the coronavirus.
The company says it is working with suppliers, distribution centers, and vendors to replenish products daily. It has also put limits on product purchases. Kroger is in the process of installing plexiglass shields at many checkouts to help with social distancing. Dillon's will have special shopping hours for senior citizens and other high-risk customers as defined by CDC guidelines. The first hour of operations, or 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Monday through Thursday, will be reserved for those customers. Dillon's reduced store hours to 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., with some stores staying open until 10 p.m. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed Senate Bill 66. That's the state's budget bill for fiscal year 20 and 21. The budget includes $65 million for COVID-19 response efforts in the state. While the governor applauded the work of legislators, she warned against adding any unnecessary new spending when the legislature returns for its annual wrap-up session next month.
A tech company CEO makes a large donation to the medical community.
Apple CEO Tim Cook says the company has sourced and is donating 10 million face masks to medical workers in the U.S. Cook promising millions more for European regions hit hard by the coronavirus.
These people deserve our debt of gratitude for all of the work that they're doing on the front lines.
Cook telling folks in a Twitter video he's working from home. He also thanks those who are still going to work, including warehouse and delivery workers.
It's in these toughest times that we show our greatest strength, and I know that we'll rise to the occasion.
Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become partly cloudy across Wichita today with some sunshine. Our temperature is down a little from yesterday as the frontal boundary will be nearby, our high in the low 70s. Thunderstorms possible late tonight, and any that do occur could be on the strong side, our low 53, 73 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour and 50 degrees, 7:34. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And just a reminder, we're just talking about now and then people we know who are companies and restaurants are having a tough time right now. They're making other plans, like Sunday dinner at Grandma's every day at Stroud's at 3661 North Hillside. They got a family dinners to go. okay?
My family is already talking about this.
Yes. Get a pan-fried Stroud's chicken dinner plus sides and melt-in-your-mouth cinnamon rolls for four people, just $49.99. Four people, $49. Or you can get the big feast. That's what you need. 12 hungry people.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, there you go.
That's but you're only supposed to have gatherings of 10 or fewer.
Right, that's true. Well, you can call in your order now. This is Stroud's, our friends at Stroud's, 838-2454. That's 838-2454 at Stroud's on North Hillside. The next best thing is home. And, you know, yeah, it's one of our favorite places.
Oh, we love it.
And, yeah, we're hoping that they can do some good up there. And, again, about a few minutes from now, we're going to talk with another one of our favorite people, Jack Kellogg, in the 8 o'clock hour this morning about things at Hatman Jackson, how he's dealing with this pandemic and the stay-at-home order we have. Of course, Jack's and he's been looking forward. He's down there in Delano, and he's like, 200 yards from the new ballpark. He's been looking forward to a great spring, and then this thing came up. We'll see what Jack has to say coming up here with Steve and Ted. Tell you what, Ted, Shelly's birthday. We were talking about my wife and her birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually if we would like to go out for a nice dinner or whatever, but it didn't work out quite that way this time. And we couldn't think of anything we wanted to go have. She had some chicken thawed out. She just went ahead and cooked up a nice chicken and rice dinner for us.
That sounds tasty.
Yeah, it was very good. And so she had to do that on her birthday. I tell you what, I jumped in and cleaned up the kitchen afterwards. Did my part, I think.
Very nice.
I also had gone and secured a small chocolate cake. One of those little round ones.
Yeah.
And got her a card, so, you know. And she said basically heard from the kids and the grandkids, so she was in a good mood. I mean,
very nice.
She had a good birthday. She just says, you know, one of these days we're just going to looking forward to a time when as a family we can just go out and have a good time together and really celebrate her birthday and maybe celebrate the end of the stay-home order. It's interesting, this whole stay-home order to me is, if you look at it, Ted, don't you think it's like 100% voluntary? Because I don't think the police are going to come in and say, hey, you got more than 10 people in here and throw a bunch of people out.
What if your neighbor? But they're going to 50 people in your house. They will be coming by and breaking that up.
Whipple says that they're just going to educate them first, though. Going to do one of those things. So, hey, you're not supposed to do that. People ought to know by now. Good gravy. Been enough media coverage, hasn't there? By the way, just a reminder that listening to KNSS is easy. You can find us on FM 98.7 and AM 1330. But you can also listen online at knssradio.com through the radio.com app. There are so many ways that you can listen to, not only KNSS, of course, the Steve and Ted Show, every morning right here on KNSS.
Yeah, find us and stick with us.
Stick with us, because,
connected.
Stay connected, because we're going to keep you posted on this. As long as this thing goes on, you're going to have Steve and Ted telling you what's happening every day. And by the way, we're now up to, 126 COVID-19 cases, 126 in Kansas, 11 in Sedgwick County. They had 10 late last night, and they added another one. And three fatalities so far in the entire state. So those are the numbers, and we're going to keep track of those for you. We had a sunny, warm day across south central Kansas Wednesday. High temperature was 78 degrees, normal high for the date, 61. Well, I got a feeling, and I've done a little research from people I know, but I got a feeling that some of these kids staying home, not going to school, and having to, you know, not congregating. So I think some of them are getting a little rambunctious or a little testy about it. Kids trying to figure out what to do to keep themselves busy. The weather's been nice enough they could go outside and shoot hoops or something, right? And so they don't have to go someplace in a confined area. So that's good. A lot of people have been out walking their dogs. I've seen that in Riverside a lot. I mean, last evening, late afternoon, they were out just walking the dogs. And so a lot of that's going on. How about your neighborhood, Ted? Are you staying inside? Are you going out on the porch? What are you doing over there?
I haven't staying inside. I really haven't been venturing out very much.
All right. You got something to do to keep you busy in there. Or keep your attention in any way. Keep from going crazy with nothing to do. I do have I heard from one of our granddaughters, we have the twins, Mary and Jocelyn, they're 13, and apparently Mary has decided she likes to rearrange the pantry and the closets.
I like that.
Yeah. I saw a Facebook photo of what she'd done with one of them, the pantry, and I said, wait a minute, that is really organized. So I didn't know she was like that. She's a great kid, but I didn't, and all my grandkids are great. They all have wonderful qualities, but I didn't know Mary was an organizer.
See, she's finding ways to help out.
Now, where does it, I'm going to speak from only my side of the family. My wife is the same way. I mean, okay, I need something out of the closet, dear. Could you please find this? And 2 hours later, she's got everything out on the floor. She's dusted it out, cleaned it up, and got everything reloaded. So she goes, you know, from zero to 9,000 in a New York minute when it comes to redoing and restraightening things. What do you think about that? So I guess that's maybe...
What is it that you need in your closet that takes 2 hours to find?
Well, you know, it's like, you remember...
What's going on at your house?
Did you ever know about Jack Benny? And what was that? On his show, the radio show, Jack Benny, years and years ago, didn't he have a special closet that he went to? And he would open the door, and the bowling balls would fall out.
That was Fibber McGee.
Was that Fibber McGee? I got wrong guy. Yeah. Okay, Fibber McGee. Maybe I've got a...
That's what's going on at your house?
I got a Fibber McGee closet over there. Nah, we're in pretty good shape. We don't have a lot of worldly goods, Ted, so it's easy to find things for us at our house. But yeah, my best to everybody out there. The kids, try to keep them occupied somehow.
Trying.
Yeah. It's a challenge.
Not an easy challenge.
It's a challenge. We're all going through it, so there you go. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, of course, and he's going to talk about, hey, possible good news about Boeing.
Okay.
Really? Bill Roy on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.